This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
I say it every time. One of my favorite times of the week. 9 minutes on the clock with Bernie Miklas. It doesn't get much better unless Indiana's beating up on Alabama. That was pretty good.
It's one of my favorite times of the week, just to be with you every Sunday on this legendary show, Sports on a Sunday Morning. How about those Hoosiers? You know, I wrote a piece last week, SCL Sports Central, where I just went nuts. I should have emailed it to you. I just went absolutely bananas because for the life of me, I could not understand why. I hate to always use these cliches, mainstream media, college football, national media, SEC media. It was almost universal. They not only thought Alabama would win, but they were kind of sneering at the idea that Indiana would win that game. And I'm like, you know me, man, to a fault, I'm a numbers fanatic, right? I went through every metric there is, and Indiana had a distinct advantage over Alabama in every single category, right? And you know, I just said, what is wrong with people? Okay, this is not Norman Dale and Hickory High, okay? I mean, what is wrong with your brains that you can't understand that Indiana is a great, great football team in every area? And other than Kirby Smart, because I would give him, I would just give him that respect. Cignetti is like the second best head coach in college football. I mean, you know, and some people say at the moment he's number one. But people were treating them like they were James Madison or something.
No,
you know,
it's crazy.
It's just unbelievable.
No,
I loved that blowout. I absolutely loved it.
It was a lot of fun. It was reminiscent of when they beat the ninth-ranked team in the country by 53 points. You can't go back. Illinois was ranked ninth in the country. I mean, they beat them 63-10. I don't know what else you need. That was the one where I thought people knew at that point. But, you know, if you're saying that Indiana isn't at the standard of an Alabama or Georgia or whatever, then you're basically diminishing Iowa. You're diminishing Oregon. You're diminishing Penn State, which I guess you can, but they still were playing at home. You're diminishing Ohio State. I mean, you know, what else do you need to know? So, you know, they came out and they absolutely bludgeoned Alabama. And it's funny when it comes out that, you know, you see all the backtracking. I mean, the backtracking is just in high gear right now. I mean, people saying, well, you know, I was wrong about that, or, well, I didn't consider. I mean, you had Clay Travis. I don't know why I even bring up the name on the air, but he literally tweeted, Alabama will beat Indiana in the Rose Bowl. Save this tweet. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. Tough guy.
All right, big guy. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
But you know what, Tom, you know, just to continue this on a minute, because there's like an overview point to make. I think media in general, but also fans, but let's put it on the media because we don't put it on ourselves enough. But I don't think this applies to everybody, but it applies to too many people, especially national media who should know better. They have to understand that college football has changed. Now, they'll say, oh, well, we know it's changed. NIL, you know, transfer portal. Of course we know it's changed. No, you don't. Because they haven't adjusted their expectations because, you know, well, Indiana's lost more games than anybody, so they can't possibly be this good. Well, why are we talking about history? Why aren't we talking about 2024 and 2025? Why aren't we talking about the moment? As I wrote in that column, I said, listen, Indiana's not playing one of those legacy teams coached by Bear Bryant or Nick Saban. They're playing the 2025 version of Alabama, and people that are supposed to be experts on this What is it about that they don't understand? Bear Bryant's not over there, okay? Nick Saban's, up in the broadcast booth or whatever. I mean, what?
No, I agree.
People keep making judgments as if they're, if an Indiana who's an upstart came out of nowhere, but great, great team, they're playing a blue blood. Well,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People think that, like, Indiana has to take on the weight of history, you know, to beat, like, a blue blood program, instead of looking at where that blue blood program is right now.
Yeah,
and Tom, it's just incredibly stupid, you know, if you think about it.
It's amazing. Right? Well, it's kind of like how we've, I guess, been programmed in college football to admire these brands, that they're always going to be dominant. You know, I would expect it out of a Stephen A. Smith or a Colin Cowherd or a Mike Greenberg or, you know, people who, you know, I know they're big names, but let's be honest, like, they're watching the NFL. They're not watching every college. Greeny might. He's a Northwestern guy. He understands the Big Ten. But some of these big names nationally on ESPN are watching the NFL, so they don't know. But when I hear even Kirk Herbstreit, who has turned the corner now, but people like that who are live and breathe college football, to still, because it says Indiana, think that it's not going to happen. I mean, Bernie, there was no secret in that game. That's a game that would have made Bear Bryant very proud. I mean, they just absolutely smoked Alabama at the line of scrimmage, period.
And, you know, and you think that they would have given Cignetti, well, first of all, just all the credit he deserves, immense credit. But also recognizing, if they're so hung up on brands and they're so hung up on iconic coaching names, you know, it was almost like a few days before the games, they discovered that Cignetti was an assistant under Nick Saban in Alabama. You know, it's like, well, he didn't just come, you know, he didn't come in out of a coal mine and just start coaching. I mean, this guy wasn't like some, you know, a bartender who, like, one day, you know, walked on a field and said, can I coach this team? You know, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, whatever you want. He was trained by Nick Saban, for goodness sake, right?
I know. Yeah, the coaching tree is incredible. I mean, all four of them, Lanning, Golding, Cristobal, and Cignetti are all from the Saban coaching tree. It's going to make for a great playoff. Bernie, we only have a couple of minutes left, so just I wanted to get your thoughts on the Cardinals, because I did promote that we're going to go heavy on baseball, but just with 2 minutes on the clock here, your latest feelings on where the team is in terms of its offseason.
Well, number one, they've got, you know, and I listen to the conversation as I always do, and listen to the show as I do most times, unless there's, I'm running around like I'm crazy or something and can't get to it right on time. But anyway, they've got to trade Arenado. I still think they will. And I think, you know, I think there's the Angels are a natural outlet. And I see people writing and saying, well, he may not want to go there because they don't have a chance to win. I tell you what, I mean, all due respect, they've probably got a better chance to win than the Cardinals do in 2026. But that's not even the point. The point is that, does he want to play, or does he, you know, there's no way Ollie Marmol, if Arenado's back, and he's got to make all these decisions, and this is a rebuild, so it's got to be shifted towards youth. The focus has got to be on youth. There's no way that Arenado can play as much as he would like to when you're keeping Nolan Gorman around. You want to place Thomas Ajayi. You know, you want J.J. Weatherholt to play a lot, and if they had Donovan and Arenado both back, then you haven't even changed. You haven't changed your team in terms of a position player standpoint, like basically hardly at all, except for Contreras. But Arenado would be a roadblock for some things they want done, so they've got to find a way, and that's on Heim. And Mr. DeWitt as well. But number two, you know, I really support Heim Bloom's handling of the Donovan situation, and he's been consistent because he has told all of us from the very beginning that he's not just going to trade Donovan to trade Donovan. It's got to be something that the Cardinals are really excited about and think is a great deal. He's not going to settle for, you know, like lowball offers or whatever. And I think that's the right position to take. They don't have to trade Brendan Donovan, right? And people like me who have advocated it, it isn't because we don't dislike or don't respect or appreciate Donovan. It's just a matter of pragmatism. I mean, if you can get a lot in return for a guy that's got, you know, only 2 years left before he becomes a free agent, it makes sense to do it. But I like Heim Bloom digging in and saying, no. We're not giving him away. So I support that because if Brendan Donovan comes back, I still don't think it'll happen. But if he does, it's for a good reason. It's for a justifiable reason.
He's Bernie Miklas. You can find him on YouTube. Absolute must watch. And certainly everything that he does with STL Sports Central, with us and beyond, is hanging on every word. That's for sure. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
See you, bud.
Bernie Miklas, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling. We'll see you next time on Sports on a Sunday Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.